This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, your local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and today I have the pleasure of talking with Crystal Story of Majestic Caverns. First of all, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you today?
I'm just good. We've known each other a while, haven't we?
Long time.
But a lot of our audience has not known about Crystal. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am coming out of 20 years of homeschooling my kids. They're both graduated now. And prior to that, I was in marketing and events, public relations, and have done a little bit of that all along the way, along with social media as it came onto the scene. So now I am the general manager at Majestic Caverns right in my backyard.
Wow. Yeah, that's not far from, from your backyard. Yeah. First of all, tell us a little bit about Majestic Caverns, because everybody knows it as the cave, as the former DeSoto Caverns, but we're trying to get away from that. Majestic Caverns is where we are now, but tell us all about what we have to offer.
Sure. Majestic Caverns is formerly DeSoto Caverns, and if a lot of our listeners are older than that and remember it more fondly as Camulga Cave, or even I've had my grandmother used to call it the Onyx Cave.
Wow, and never heard that.
So it's had several names, and it's the same beautiful place that it always has been. Doesn't matter what the name of it is. It was changed a couple of years ago. You would be surprised at the number of people who still get confused and come to us and think they're at DeSoto State Park.
Yeah.
So it is a real problem.
I've heard that too.
And it's kind of hilarious. So Majestic Caverns is a beautiful park in Childersburg, Alabama, and it's 93 acres, actually, of park and beautiful land, hiking area, and a campground. And then, of course, underground is the most majestic place you're ever going to be.
It's
absolutely
wild.
One of the most gorgeous places that you will ever see when you go underground and watch the light show and see total, well, you don't see, but you experience total darkness in the cave, and you get to see the beautiful formations that the Lord made. It's really awesome.
Well, and I always like, whenever I've been and gone in, I always like to used to go in the summertime because it was cool in there. You know, it's really cool. But,
but 60 degrees year round.
But I've got a granddaughter now that I want to bring. She's just a little over a year old. I'm waiting until I think she can enjoy it more. But tell us a little bit about what you like about your job.
The people are the best part of my job.
I bet you meet people from all over the United States.
All over the world.
Yeah.
There have been people from India and China and Australia and all states in the United States. It's amazing the people that we get to meet that come right here in Childersburg.
And I know there are a lot of young, when I say kids, not kids, but young adults that work there. As a matter of fact, your two kids work there. And, of course, I watched Asa juggle one day, which I know they do during different festivals and things. But how do you lead your team? How do you get them ready for knowing that they may have, you know, people from, like I said, all across the world coming there?
Yeah, well, we are a Christian-owned, family-focused business, and so the first thing we do every morning after they do their morning cleanings is that we get started with devotion and prayer, and that's how we start our day because we know that we're going to meet people from all over the world, and we want to give them the joy and the beautiful, majestic cave that we know and love, and so we want to put forth our best effort. So whatever we came in there with that day, we leave it at the table with the Lord and let Him handle it, and then we go greet our guests and have fun all day long.
That's right. I mean, that's what it's all about. And, of course, I know the young kids enjoy it, but I think adults who have never been to Majestic Caverns, I think they're amazed about as much as anybody else is.
Yeah, most people come for the cave, and there are droves of people who drive from all over the country just to come and look in the cave and do the guided cave tour every hour on the half hour. But we have a lot of attractions around the park as well, and it's good for anybody. I would say you want to make sure they're walking. So anywhere from walking 2 or 3 years old all the way up to your grandmother, anybody from age 2 to 80, Nani's going to enjoy the cave and enjoy the park. And there's beautiful parks, landscaping around the park. There's a hiking trail. There's a sidewalk. And you can come and do all of the attractions. We've got about 20 attractions that you can also participate in addition to going on the cave tour. So there's something for everybody, every age, every stage.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit more about those attractions, but I wanted to ask you, with all of these things that you have to take care of and managing a team, and of course you said having fun with the people who come there, what is the most challenging part of your job?
That's the funniest part. It's the same answer, the people. Sometimes you have people arrive there with their junk. They brought their problems, and they're mad when they arrive. You know, they might have had a flat tire on the way or got bad news on the way, and you have to deal with the people's personalities, and sometimes that's the most challenging part of our day.
Well, before we get into another half of this, I want to give you the opportunity to give us how people can see or get in touch with the with Majestic Caverns, the websites, phone numbers. Give us all that.
Yeah, majesticcaverns.com, really easy. You can go to the website. You'll see all of the package prices, all of the group rates, and you'll also see some of our upcoming events and attractions that we have going on. And then you could call if you have specific questions, 256-378-7252.
And if you're local and you want to know about it, of course, it's right there in between Childersburg and Winterboro on the Winterboro Highway. And, of course, we're going to talk about some of the attractions and the kind of groups that you can go to, none too big, I don't guess, and none too small. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a break and come back with Miss Crystal Story. She is the manager of Majestic Caverns. You are watching Businesses in Our Backyard.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and I am here with Crystal Story. She is the general manager of the Majestic Caverns, and we talked about attractions. Now, one thing I know, because I've been up there a couple of times, and I've been hungry. I get hungry a lot. There's good food there now.
Yeah, we have a lot of good food. We have popcorn chicken. We have chicken and waffles. Chicken fingers. We have some new protein balls and also some pickled fries, but standard hot dogs, pizza. We've got pretzels, you know, all kind of things like that. And our coffee, oh my goodness, our girls in the cafe can make the most awesome cappuccinos, lattes, mochas. They make a specialty drink every week. And we have this really cool cold foam that goes on top of it. So, yeah, I invite y'all to come have lunch with us.
Hey, I mean, you might just need to come up there and get breakfast, whether you do anything else or not. But, hey, I also want to talk about groups. And it's not just for groups, but if there are schools that want to take tours, if there are churches that want to come Sunday afternoon after churches, first of all, open every day.
Well, right now during the off season, we are closed Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for group reservations.
I got you.
But during the busy season, during our normal spring to the end of summer, we're open every day. But right now, we're closed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so we can invite your groups to come and make reservations. And that's any group that you want to bring. Yes, we've had youth groups. We've had adult Sunday school groups or church groups come. We've had Boy Scout, Girl Scout, Trail Life, American Heritage Girls, Impact Girls, Royal Rangers, any kind of group. We have homeschool days. We have lots of different opportunities for you to bring your group. You can just get a group of 15 people and get the group rate.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, with all the many sports that goes on around here year-round, you've got teams that come here for tournaments, whether it be basketball, softball, but it would be great for a team.
Sure.
If they got a 3-hour break or whatever, you know, or overnight – for them to come and enjoy the caverns. But also I wanted to talk about the fact that it's not hard to get to, in and out easy, but also you have enough staff there to handle whatever comes about.
Oh, sure. We can handle a group of 15 or 20, which is the requirement for most of our group packages, all the way up to about 500 people at a time. Yeah.
And, of course, we talked about the websites and everything. I want you to tell us again, majesticcaverns.com.
Yes.
But you also have a phone number.
Yes, 256-378-7252. And you can follow us on social media. We have an account on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok is where our team likes to put a lot of funny videos. So if you're on TikTok, please go follow us there.
Well, and I got to ask you this. I don't know, this may be out of part for me to ask this, but in the past years, I know there have been festivals mm-hmm. with certain things. I know the Indians used to have a huge festival there.
Yeah.
Are there things certain part of the year that you can look forward to with that?
Yeah, we have four different events. One we just had in the summer called Libertas. Mm-hmm. We're migrating into a different season. We're transforming the park into a more of a show park. Same family-owned business, but Jared and Joy have a vast vision of where the park is headed, and it's going to be a show park. There's going to be acting on stage. There's going to be a lot of different aspects of our historical life that are going to be depicted on stage and come to life in faith-based historical stories. So you're going to see that as we transform the park in the next year. But Libertas is in the summer. We're coming up on having our event at Christmas called Adventus.
Oh, yeah.
So the Saturdays in December, you do not want to miss those events. And then next year, in addition to those two events, we'll have one in the spring called Triumphus around Easter. And then we'll have another one in the fall called Harvestus.
Wow. And of course, in years past, and when I've seen things, I know there's so many different things that somebody can do. There used to be a maze. I know you can pan. Yeah, you can pan for gold.
Yep.
Tell us some more of the attractions that might attract some of the kids or the younger folks.
Yeah, so right now it's still warm, and you can experience a lot of the water attractions. So we've got the water balloon battle, the putt-putt golf that's got water spray and splash pad. You can get into foam falls. And so those are all still available and open right now. As we get into the cooler, colder months, the water attractions will be available if you want to take a cold plunge. But most people don't want to get in the cold water then. Then you can do the Lost Trail Maze. Of course, they're open. We have about 20 attractions now. So the Lost Trail Maze is still there. You can do the water squirt gun maze if you want to. Then we've got a cannonball blast, beach balls. We've got axe throwing, archery, bow and arrow, lots of different attractions, painting, of course. One of my favorite new attractions, though, that most people have not seen yet is our goats.
Oh, my goodness.
We have five Nigerian pygmy dwarf goats, and they are the most social animals you'll ever want to be around. They're so much fun. So stay tuned for a serenity stretch with the goats. We're about to announce that. And then a goat storytelling where you'll be able to come and bring your kids. And then we're going to have a goat encounter and a goat keeper experience where you can come take care of them, learn all about goats.
Wow.
They're so much fun. They are really entertaining. They're very social. They love people, and they want to hang out with you. So,
have you brought one home yet?
No, not yet, but I almost did. Baby hurt her hoof a couple of weeks ago, and I thought I was going to have to bring her home. I've learned more than I ever wanted to know about goats, but they're so much fun.
Well, I've got to ask you this, too. You've talked about all of the things that have come about, the Libertas and the goats and things that you wouldn't have seen many years ago at DeSoto Caverns, now Majestic Caverns. But I got to ask you, where do you want to see Majestic Caverns 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Well, we have a vision, and it's going to be a place where families come, where families entertain one another, entertain each other, interact and be entertained by our tribe that we call it, of our team members. We have divided our team into two tribes, the Lion Tribe and the Phoenix Tribe. And so we want Majestic Caverns to be a place where families come, on a regular basis, not just every 20 years when you come on a field trip.
Right.
We were gamifying the park. It's going to have a lot of new things, characters walking around, and we want it to be a place where families can come every couple of months to have a family game night and a family game day. So we're in the process of creating that experience so that if you have a free Saturday, free Sunday, free Thursday afternoon, that you can come and bring your entire family, and it brings the family back together again. These things right here, our phones, have divided families. It's a great tool, and I love it, and I use it. But you need to put the phone down.
Absolutely.
And you need to go play with your kids.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're creating.
You know, back when we were kids, our parents put us out in the yard in the park in the morning and said, don't come back till dark.
Till the street light comes
that's
on.
Right.
That's right.
So I understand that. Well, first of all, I want to tell everybody, if you get the opportunity to go to Majestic Caverns, ask for Crystal. She's always there. I can't think of a time she's not. But also many things that you can do there. But share it with your friends, with your church, with your youth groups, with everybody, because it's our big, I believe this is Talladega County's biggest hidden treasure.
It is a hidden treasure. Two additional things I want to mention real quick. The underground classroom is something that a lot of people have not come and done. It's a two-hour experience where you get to go in the cave. In addition to the guided tour, you get to do a fossil dig and look at the bones that we have actually found in the cave. So underground classroom for all you kids, for homeschool kids, for students, for the public school kids, every student should do our underground classroom. So it's a special experience. And then adults and kids alike need to spend the night in the cave.
It's
so much fun.
Wow.
I spent the night with our teenagers that worked there back in June, and we had the most fun I've ever had.
Wow, I can't imagine what it would be like with that. I think I would want to do it in the summertime, though, because it's probably pretty cool in there in the winter, I would think.
It's 60 degrees year-round.
Wow.
So that, it doesn't matter.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
But come experience Majestic Caverns. I tell you, Crystal does a great job. We thank you and thank Joy for letting you come down today. Again, majesticcaverns.com. And, of course, you can give them a call or just come by. They'll be glad to help you. And, of course, all the attractions, all the food, and, of course, you can get group rates as well. And we just appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we appreciate you watching this. Please share it with your friends. And next time on Businesses in Our Backyard, we appreciate Crystal's story coming in today from Majestic Caverns.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.